T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, Joe, let's head out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline right now. Shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. The athletic director of the University of Miami, Blake James, joining us right now. Blake, first off, welcome to the program. Second off, I thought it was great, and I'll speak on behalf of our show here, what happened yesterday on campus with the football team. I saw Jim Larrañaga, a picture of him, the 8 minutes and 46 seconds of silence today at the facility. I thought it was great work by all your guys there on campus. Good job by everyone. I wanted to start with that.
Well, thank you, Zach, and good morning to both you and Joe. Obviously, it's been tough times in our country and around the world over the last, I'm going to say it's probably 10 days to 2 weeks now, and to have the opportunity for our student athletes to be able to come together and show their frustration, their support, their call for change was something that I talked with Manny, with Katie Meyer, our head coaches, the rest of our head coaches, and we just had a great turnout from our students, and it just shows the great young people we have in the program and their desire to take on challenges and change our world for a better place.
Yeah, it's great. It was great to see. Hey, a follow-up to all of that stuff, Blake, are the athletes allowed back? What's the new rules as far as letting all your athletes come back and train at school?
So yesterday we opened up the facilities, I guess I'll kind of say in a park-like approach. We're not out there working them out or anything like that. But in line with the rules that have been put in place in Dade County, specifically Coral Gables, just to open our facilities back up to let the kids in a socially distanced environment and recognizing the need to fall in line with protocols, they have the access to our facility. So, if our tennis players want to go out and play tennis, they don't necessarily need to walk to a local park in Coral Gables and play tennis. They can come to our facility and play tennis. If our other kids want to get out on a field and run, kick the ball, throw the ball, whatever it is, we're allowing them to do that as of effective yesterday. I think you saw the NCAA release that it opened up for June 1st, and so we have them out there doing that. We'll start ramping things up here, and I think it's been discussed publicly, but and I'm sure by some of your conversations with our staff, we'll have the guys in football that are local starting the process next week with the idea that we'll be bringing them into workouts on Monday, June 15th.
I know one of the big things has been testing, keeping everybody safe. It's going to be so important going forward with games for everybody at every level. What kind of things can you do, Blake, with the unknown of the coronavirus?
Well, I think it's listening to the experts is one. I think being smart, and again, you know, you saw us yesterday, being socially distanced when we can, wearing masks, doing our part to stop the spread. I'm not a medical expert, so I'm not going to get into all the specifics of the testing aspect, but I think there are a number of steps we'll take from testing to, isolation to different things that we need to do with our young people to put them in the best position to really provide a safe and healthy environment for them to come back and compete and ultimately attend classes. Yeah.
Blake, yeah, especially attending classes. What's the conversation been like with Dr. Frank or anyone else from the NCAA about campuses kind of reopening in the fall or starting to reopen where students can come back? Obviously, the student athletes also. But where have those talks been? Where are they now? Where are they kind of presently?
Well, they're not with the NCAA, Zach, as much as their institutional decisions. And so we obviously have a great leader in Dr. Frank and someone who, when it comes to experience with pandemics, I would argue is probably the premier and college president in the country. And so we have that wonderful benefit at the University of Miami in what we're doing. And so the focus has been on opening campus back up. And I know that through the leadership of our university, we're going to be ready to go in as healthy and safe of this environment as they'll be in the country for kids this fall. And look forward to having the entire campus back, because I think that's a big part of what makes the collegiate experience special. With that said, it'll be different. I think we all recognize the world has changed and we have to take a different approach to things. So it won't be the same student-athlete experience that our kids had last August and September, but it'll be a great experience at the University of Miami starting this August and going forward. And I know it's one that will continue to evolve as changes are made with combating the virus to, hopefully down the road a vaccine and everything that's going to go along with it. But I feel confident in really communicating to our young people in our program and to their parents who, are concerned about their safety and well-being, that they're coming back to a place that is prepared to open and provide a great experience for our students this fall.
Blake, you talked to the ACC athletic directors and all the different states, and everybody's got different coronavirus issues going on right now. Do you still expect football season on time? Just your own gut feeling right now that starts on time or it slides a little bit?
My gut today, Joe, is we start on time, probably without fans in the stands. And again, that could all change because you look at it. I mean, we're not even 3 months from March 12th, I'll say, when this all hit, and we're still 3 months away from September 5th when our first game is to be played. And so to say what it's going to look like on September 5th, I think is difficult. With that said, to answer your question, I think we'll be playing a 12-game, 13-week schedule, starting on time. And that's our plan right now. Again, we're in daily conversations, it feels like, as a league. I have the opportunity to work with a few of our other athletic directors and a few coaches on a football specific committee that's modeling all sorts of different scenarios and communication with the NCAA on proposals of how we approach things. And again, we've modeled a variety of things from 7-game schedules in 7 weeks, because we talked about 6-game, but you can't do that without being in 7 weeks. And if you're going to have 7 weeks, you can play 7 games, let's do that, to starting as late as November. So there's been a lot of thought put into it. With that said, my thought is that we'll be starting on in September and playing a full schedule. Okay.
Let's get into the other one. Zach and I were just talking about Tom Garfinkel brought this up, so I got to give Tom credit, and I like it. I hope Tom's not upset. This limited capacity thing, if we can prove it's safe to get, I know you've heard this, 15 or 20,000 in the 60-something thousand stadium at Hard Rock. What are your thoughts about that?
I think it'd be great. And again, we're blessed. I guess, Joe, when you look at my job, I work with two leadership groups. I work with President Frank and the group at the University of Miami, and I work with Tom Garfinkel and the leadership group at Hard Rock Stadium. And I'm fortunate in that both are outstanding in what they do. And if Tom and his group can create a model that provides for a safe environment for our students and for the fans that are attending, I think it would be a celebration. Like I said just a minute ago, my gut is that we'd probably start without fans in the stands, and that's not what we'd like. We'd love to have a full stadium. Recognize that's probably not realistic right now. So if we can have a modified version, I think it's a big win.
Blake, get ready for those emails, by the way, if that does happen. When I mean emails, I'm talking about you're going to have three Canes fans standing outside your door. One's going to give you a hug. The other two are going to flick you off for saying, how come I can't get into the stadium, but these guys can't?
I've been with you since 1980.
Yeah. I think it's hope, and listen, I hope that they play with fans in the stands. I hope we get back to some sort of quote-unquote, you know, normal here in the country with that. But, man, that's going to be tough for you and Tom Garfinkel if that does happen, because you two will be blamed for fans not being in there or fans being in there. It stinks, but that's just kind of the reality that we'll all probably be living in.
Yeah, again, I mean, anytime you make a decision that impacts one person negatively, you're going to get a reaction, and obviously we'll understand that. And I guess what I will say is, you know, we all want to have everyone there, and we're going to create as fair and as equitable system that we feel can be put in place. Recognize that someone will feel it wasn't fair and equitable because they weren't able to attend the game that they wanted to attend, or the games they wanted to attend, or whatever it may ultimately be.
Hey, Blake, I know the hard part with radio, although nobody cares about our group of radio stations, except you, because we got a good partnership. But you know what we've been through. We've been through furloughs. A lot of people got fired, and the other group took a cut in pay. Have you had to do that, and how difficult is that as you're trying to save money and keep these programs alive?
Yeah, we're doing our part, Joe. Again, like your business, I think everyone's business is if not suffering, at least needing to really tighten the belt, and we needed at East University to take steps to protect the long-term viability and financial stability of the institution, and obviously we do our part in line with what the university asks, and again, we couldn't have better leadership, and you know, we're happy to do it. We have you know, great support from our coaches who gave up voluntarily compensation to just the overall approach of the institution, and us, you know, putting the best foot forward, not only as an institution or not only as an athletic department, but obviously in step with the institution.
Blake, what's the most difficult job for you right now as the athletic director, trying to keep this thing together and get it going forward?
You know, I think the biggest thing is the unknown of how do we create the safest environment for our students to be able to do the things that they love. You know, Joe, I spoke with a number of the football student athletes last Friday just to get their perspective on you know, what are their concerns as we talk about bringing them back in this coronavirus era, and you know, their safety and well being. And you know, as probably no surprise to either one of you, I think at least 3 to 5 of the first questions were about how many games do you think we'll play? Are parents going to be able to get tickets? You know, those types of things. I mean, these young people are passionate about playing a sport that they love. Obviously, in this case, I was talking to football players, and these guys want to get back out there. They want to play football. Obviously, they want to be safe, and they want their health to be protected. But they want to play the game. And you know, I think that's the biggest challenge right now is how do we create an environment that is as safe as possible, recognizing there's no perfect solution that allows them to, you know, compete in the sport they love, which is a contact sport in a time when and all the experts are telling us we need to avoid contact. And so that's the biggest challenge right now.
Like, I know it's not written in Sharpie, probably written in pencil at this point, but what's the early plan right now for football coming back practice-wise, when they'll be able to get on? You know, I obviously know the practice facility is kind of opened up now by the NCAAs and you can get on campus, but when it comes down
and
to
the
all that,
is there... hasn't, yeah. So yes. Again, Zach, to answer it, so just so there's not confusion, our indoor facilities are not open. We got a special exception yesterday. We're going to be outside, and then the South Florida afternoon storms hit, and we moved it inside, and obviously appreciate President Franken up front. Our indoor facilities won't open up yet for use, you know, until, I guess I'm not sure the exact timeline of that, but the timeline with the players, you know, as I said earlier, we got probably about 65 that are in South Florida. We've given them all physicals, and we'll do the I guess the resocialization process of testing and whatnot to have them ready to go on June 15th. The rest of our guys will have ready to go July 1st. You know, that's for off-season conditioning. And then the plan as we sit today would be to still start on a regular date. I want to say it's the first Saturday in August. But it may be that the NCAA creates an opportunity to move it up a week or two. So I've seen models that would have us start kind of a ramp-up period from a conditioning everything as early as July 25th, recognizing a lot of schools won't have that opportunity to have that off-season conditioning that we're looking to start, you know, June 15th with, you know, a good portion of the guys. So that might open it up a little bit earlier. But as we sit today, I think we'll still open up as scheduled.
Blake, what percentage of the football team is back right now?
Let's see, if we have 115 guys and there's probably 65 in the area, so what does that come out to, Joe? You're better than math than me, 60%?
No, 60%. I was going to say a lot of guys out of state aren't here then. They're still home, huh, with their families?
Yeah, a lot of guys are at home, obviously. When this all hit, they went home. And obviously we're blessed that we have, you know, so many kids in the South Florida home. And so whether they're living here in Dade and, you know, with their families or in an off-campus housing that they have for school or – you know, in Broward or Palm Beach, yeah, with family. They're here local and are able to easily get down to campus, when needed. And so we'll look to have them be here to start off-season conditioning on the 15th.
Blake, man, appreciate you coming on, spending a little bit of time, getting us caught up on everything. It's been a while. Hang in there. By the way, how are you doing on social media? Are you getting bashed as much as I've been getting bashed? Are you still getting those "I hate you" and "I'm going to turn you off because you're talking about something I don't like right now"? And are you getting that stuff, or you're out of touch?
Joe,
are
you getting... Joe, you haven't got the advice not to read mentions yet?
I read them for him. Don't worry. I like to sprinkle that sunshine right all over Joe every morning. Yeah, exactly.
I guess that's a good way to start the mornings, have Zach read your mentions.
Right.
You know, honestly, I haven't kept up with it through all this. I mean, there's just been so many different things going on, and I think people are focused on things. I'm sure there's someone who's upset that I did something every day, so that's just a reality of the job. But things are great. I have my health. I have a great institution that I work for, and my family. Well, I think everyone's going stir crazy. I think, like everyone else, we're doing well and looking forward to coming out of this COVID-19 era and getting to the whatever the new normal is.
Thanks, Blake. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Blake.
You guys stay healthy. Take care. We'll see you soon.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.